Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, my pod squad are with me today in Limerick to tell me what they thought of To Catch a Scorpion.
I found a secret room. This is a room that we've never been shown, and it's behind a trapdoor.
We're trying to find someone who's on the run from police because he controls one of the largest gangs of people smugglers.
Yeah, Megan Scully, broadcaster, of course, Limerick local as well, and mental health advocate Jen Ronan. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here in the Castle Oaks House Hotel today. Megan, you might just explain to listeners, what is this podcast about?
Well, so To Catch a Scorpion, it is this guy is on the run and he is the most wanted man in basically the world for people smuggling. And of course, we've seen all the scenes from Calais and from people coming from Turkey and into Italy, into the shores of the UK. His name is Barzan Majid. So in this, investigative reporter, Sue Mitchell, and former soldier Rob Lowry are on the hunt to find this man and to track him down. Now, Rob is also an aid worker and he works with refugees. So he actually knows some people who were smuggled into the UK by this supposed scorpion. So he is getting inside information from them. And in the series then, they are trying to track down this man. And I have to say, it is the most gripping series I've listened to. And yeah. I was listening the whole way down here, actually, and I have a little bit more left, so that'll get me back to Galway. But it's just incredible what the investigative reporter does and what the scenarios she puts herself into. And you have to remember, like, she's not there with security. She's there as a journalist.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, Jen, with this podcast? It's the journey, like, literally the journey that it brings you on in search of finding the people smuggler.
They literally bring you on the journey with them. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, she's going into the truck, you know, and they're like, oh no. And like, cause you said, you see all these shows of the border crossings and all of this thing. And you can imagine them like going around the edges of the truck and the people looking and everything and imagining where these people are hiding and just thinking, oh my, like, there's nobody there, it's only your man. And you're like, well, at least there's a few more episodes after this. So obviously somebody survived. So that's fine. Like, it's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good.
Had you heard much about it?
I hadn't heard anything about it. No. And I'd be watching like my podcast where you, and actually there's a lot of murder podcasts on my list and Spotify and places like that, and have like Conan O'Brien and things, and I hadn't heard one quite like this. The style is different to what I'm used to. It's more like walking documentary, like you're like a radio documentary kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can imagine it almost even as a Netflix special, you know. I binge watch that, you could see it happening. Whereas the other podcasts I've listened to have been sort of people talking in to microphones and on a table having a laugh, so I found it a bit unusual, but it was good.
Yeah. It's very much something you could see yourself watching a Netflix, Megan, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I actually did Google image the scorpion because I had this visual in my head and I wanted
what he looked like.
Yeah, because I needed to. And then when they're visiting these like coffee shops and going to all these, as you mentioned, the border crossings, they're putting themselves in the absolute danger line, and I could just see the whole thing unfolding. It would be an absolutely incredible documentary online to watch, because it is, but that's, I suppose that's the whole fabulous thing about audio, about radio and podcasts, is that it creates those visuals.
It's also the access that they have to people and their experience, Jen, along this journey.
Yeah. Well, Sue is, she's BBC journalist, isn't she? And Rob is...
Sue Mitchell, yeah.
Sue Mitchell, yeah. And Rob Lowry then has so many contacts, but you don't know how he got them. So like, he's a big mad of mystery, you know, international spy type vibe off of me. He's great. And he's got all of these contacts and then all the voices are changing. So it just adds to all this intrigue and darkness and layers, you know. And he's like, oh, I know a guy who knows a guy. And he's on the phone then and the voice is warped and they're talking about, you know, the scorpion and how many layers up is he? Oh, it goes all the way to the top. And it hits all of the buttons, like for, you know, like a blockbuster thriller type thing. It's brilliant.
It's also, I suppose, it's the sad reality of the booming trade in people smuggling, isn't it?
It's absolutely harrowing because I think, you know, we read all the reports, we listen to it, we know about all the people that are coming across and the migrant crossing and the tragedy that unfolds. And it's actually quite horrifying and disturbing when you do listen to podcasts. I will say that to anyone, that when you do listen to it, it is a hard listen at times because, you know, there's children, there's young girls, there's a lot of sexual exploitation as well.
Yeah.
These people are living in dire circumstances in their war-torn countries and they are desperate to get over to the EU effectively and live a better life. And they're escaping, I guess, terror, but then what they're going through in that crossing is terrifying. Like these yachts are built to fit 12 people. So if anyone has a yacht, you know the amount of capacity you have. But for those maybe who aren't as familiar, so 12 people is the most that you can put on them. What they're doing is they strip out these boats and they put up to 100 people on these little...
And the visual of that when you're listening is just, it's pretty incredible. Have you listened, to Jen, to much of the podcast?
I've about three episodes now.
Yeah,
so
I'm about the same. I think I started the fourth this morning.
Because I'm notorious, like, I'll put on a podcast, I'll be interested in it, but yeah. And I'll be asleep in minutes when I listen at night time, so I've listened during the day, and then I'll be taking
keep
notes.
Keep the attention.
But it's very similar in the American, they call them coyotes, the people who bring them across the border from Mexico into America. So there's a bit of a link up with that as well, like, and why he called himself the scorpion, do you know, but he's basically a coyote, and they're It's scummy, really.
I actually ended up accidentally listening to this as a wrong podcast, Megan, for one of our reviews a couple of weeks back. I was fascinated by it. Like, it really is an unbelievable story in terms of how Sue Mitchell and Rob Lawler tell it.
Absolutely. And as I said, the danger they put themselves in, the places they travel to, the countries they visit, you know, they're warned everywhere they go, you should be so careful. And they are speaking to people who are very connected to Scorpion. And the whole point of the podcast, they're trying to track down the man himself. So you are, like, I think I listened to four episodes yesterday, and I'm pretty much approaching the final one today. And I can't stop listening.
Yeah.
And even when it's
well,
over,
that's a good sign of the podcast, isn't it?
Brilliant. And you know what? The episodes are about 35 to 40 minutes.
The perfect duration.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many stars out of five, Jen, will you give it?
I think I would give it probably three, because it's not my usual fare, but that's just a personal preference. But content-wise, it's fantastic. I prefer the sort of two people talking over a microphone podcast type model. But yeah, I would love to watch that. I would binge watch it if it was a documentary.
Out of five, Megan?
It's getting a four for me.
Yeah, I'm giving it, do you know what, 4¾ stars, because I just feel you can't give five. It is probably one of my favourite podcasts that I've heard so far as part of our Pod Squad review. I've really, really enjoyed it. And if you like an investigative, you know, really gripping story in a podcast, this is right up your street. We're talking about To Catch a Scorpion today. My Pod Squad, Jen Ronan and Megan Scully, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.